by. Blessed Savior, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
That is why you are called
Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. Oh Lord, what you say you will do. Lord, what you do, you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah.
Saying,
faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Lord, faithful are you, Lord.
Brethren, I want you to sing and appreciate God because faithful it's in that I am.
You,
because he's indeed a faithful God.
Faithful are
he's
you,
merciful
Lord.
In all his ways.
You are so
he's been faithful,
faithful
unto us. I want us to open our mouth and worship him and exalt him. The Yahweh, the Most High God, the Alpha and the Omega.
Faithful are you, Lord.
Indeed, he's been faithful to you and I.
Faithful are
to our families,
you,
in our finances,
you
in our
so
careers, over our children.
Faithful,
he's been faithful unto us.
Oh Lord, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful, Lord.
Faithful
are you, Lord. Lord, faithful are you, Lord. Oh, you are so faithful.
In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. We appreciate you for this moment. Father, we thank you because you granted us safe journey to and fro. Father, we drove on the roads. Father, Lord, we walked on the roads. Father, you are our God, you saw us through. It is not by our power nor by our might. Father, we thank you because we are not dead as of this moment. We thank you because none of our loved ones is dead as of this moment. Father, we thank you because we could even use our own mouth to say, indeed, you are faithful. Father, it could only be you, our God. It can only be you. Father, we return all the glory, all the honor and adoration to your name tonight. Father, please accept us the way we are tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray that in every way that we have heard against you, Father, we plead for mercy tonight. Father, have mercy upon us. Father, let your mercy prevail over judgment in our lives. Father, and indeed, you continue to be faithful in our lives. Father, in our family, in our finances, Father, in our career. Father, upon the lives of our loved ones, you continue to be faithful. Father, we shall not be put to shame. Father, tonight, Father, we call upon your name. We pray, Father, Lord, that you are our God, that you have made this moment. You have made it, Father, Lord, to come to pass. We pray that you take preeminence. Father, we shall not just be gathered in vain. But, Father, at the end of it all, your name alone shall be glorified. We pray, Father, Lord, that may your Holy Spirit come down at this moment and come down in our midst and do that which you, our God, alone can do. We pray that may your Holy Spirit lead us. May your Holy Spirit direct us. May your Holy Spirit guide us, Lord. May your Holy Spirit speak through me, Lord. Father, I surrender all unto you. Use me like never before. Father, I rely not on my own physical capability. Father, I rely not on flesh, Lord, but on your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, the teacher. Holy Spirit, the Comforter, comfort each and every one of us tonight, that we shall not only be hearer of the word of God, but we shall also be the doer of the word of God. At the end of it all, Father, we will not miss that crown of glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. We are privileged indeed, like we said during our prayers, that God has made it possible for you and I to be here once again, to witness, to be part of this Bible study. I think this is the second of the year, 2019, if I'm not mistaken. We thank God for seeing us through, and He will continually see us through in all our endeavors in Jesus' name. The topic that we have before us this evening is what the Holy Spirit has termed activating God's promises for those in Christ. Activating God's promises for those in Christ. Brethren, you will all agree with me that in the Bible, God gave us hundreds, if not even thousands of promises in the Bible. You will all agree with me that the promises that He has given unto us as His children, that's why that topic is termed His promises for those in Him. When we talk of promises of God, of course we know that God, who is the Alpha and the Omega, He created you and I, and He has not created us to suffer. And He created us and He made everything available to us. Is it promises in terms of finances? Is it God's promises in terms of marriage? Is it God's promises in terms of deliverance from bondage, from sickness, from hardship, even from recession that our brethren, that they complain about back home? Name it, brethren. Whatever situation at all that is in existence right now on this planet Earth, God Almighty, who created the birds in the sky, who created you and I, and proclaimed to us that we should dominate over all the birds, the fishes in the water, over all living things and even non-living things. So do you now think that He will leave you and I alone to just face this battle alone? While we proceed, I know the Holy Spirit will help us to have a better understanding of what this topic is about. It is a powerful topic that even to the extent that some of us as Christians, not even some of us, many of us as Christians today, we tend to neglect some of these promises and how powerful they are to us. Like I mentioned to us before, whatever situation at all that we are all facing today, when you read your Bible, you will find these hundreds of promises of God in there. Now let's proceed. Just for me to... Okay, can somebody open the Bible to Jeremiah 29:11? It is a popular verse. It's a popular scripture. Jeremiah 29:11. Unexpected end. Like I mentioned earlier, we all sitting here, myself standing here, we are not just existing. God already made that provision for us. I think even in Genesis 1:28, where He said, I don't know if you can project that, Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it. That's God speaking to you and I, that we should be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. What this means to me as a child of God is this. Even though there are challenges, even though there are difficulties in the world today, those who are outside Christ may not benefit from this. But what I know is that God has given us that opportunity for us to benefit, that we should dominate regardless of whatever challenges out there, whether scarcity, is it lack of food? Is it shortage? Is it sickness? Is it bondage? God has said, He has said it, that we should have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the earth and every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, it must be noted before we move further that these God's promises that we are talking about may only come to full manifestation if we are in Christ, if we are His children. Because even from the topic, it says activating God's promises for those in Christ. We may be in church or we claim that we are in Christ, but if truly we are in Christ, these promises that we are about to look at will definitely be our own portion. Then it will come to full manifestation. Probably, maybe because some of us now, we are where we are right now, simply because we have not really realized the potential that we have in us, that God has deposited in you and I today. Probably I might be where I am today now because God, I'm here to realize or to maximize the power that God has bestowed upon me as His child. Likewise, you. Because I want to say that if none of us has any problem whatsoever, you all agree with me that nobody will be found in church, even every Sunday, even coming to Bible study, and on Thursday, Faith Clinic. You will all agree. We may not even be holding vigils. You may not even be finding people in vigils. If everything were to be perfect for us, if nobody is sick among us, if problems are not running after some people, mind you, some people are even chasing after problems. But problems are even chasing some of us. But that is why some of us, I won't lie to you sincerely, that is why we're even being motivated to say, I want to come to Digging Deep. I must be in church on Sunday. Brethren, what happens if there is no sickness, if there are no challenges, if there is no scarcity, if everything goes on well with you, if you have enough money to feed you and the next generation, what happens? May the Holy Spirit give us a better understanding in Jesus' name. Now, like I mentioned earlier, that God promised us, even right from the beginning, if we read the Bible thoroughly, you will discover that virtually all the areas of life that all of us, as we all sit here as humans, God virtually promised us He made one or two promises concerning every aspect of our lives as human beings. Every area you can think of as humans. Even the ones the world is yet to invent today. Even the diseases they are even yet to come up with today. Or whatever names they are yet to give to whatever problems in this world today. Even in your marriage, even in your career, even anywhere. Think about even over your children. God made one or two promises in the Bible. And all these promises, they take care of all these challenges that we face as humans. I'm just taking my time to give us the background into what we are about to look at, so that the Holy Spirit will give us a clearer understanding in case we may have neglected in the past, that we even come to church, we even pray a lot, but some of us, we tend to forget what we carry, the fire in us as Christians. That no matter the situation, even if you are facing it right now, even if it is yet to arise in your life, in our lives, God has promises to take care of all that. Some of these areas, like I mentioned earlier before, is it on the safety and protection that God has not promised you and I? That he has not given us his assurance? Can we quickly look at Isaiah 43, verse 2? Someone, on the other hand, can open to Isaiah 54, verse 17.
When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon
thee. Praise the Lord. Like I mentioned, he has promised us that no matter the weather, just like when we were coming here, when we got here, and they said winter and the rest of them, myself and my household, my wife and my kid, we already agreed that no matter what, whether it's a -0 degrees, whether it's plus whatever, my household and I would never partake in the hardship of the weather. Whether it snows from morning till night, because I know the promise of God as regards the protection and safety of his own people. Some of us are here, like I mentioned, I will keep saying it. It's because I've realized the Holy Spirit has revealed to us. Even it happens to me too. We don't really know, we don't really understand, we don't have a deeper understanding of some of these promises of God. It says, even if there's going to be a hurricane, if there is hurricane Katrina, whatever, Selena, and the rest of them, even if there's going to be a tsunami, he has said it in his word, we will not be swept away by it. None of our family members will be swept away. None of us will be affected in Jesus' name. Someone should open to the other Bible verse that I mentioned earlier, Isaiah 54. 17. It also has to do. It has to do with protection and safety from the wicked world. Is anybody there?
No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every Amen. Tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness, and their righteousness is of him, saith the Lord.
Amen. Amen. No weapon formed against you and I, formed against your household, formed against your loved ones, shall prosper in Jesus' name. But brethren, mind you, I want us to bear in mind, it is only, these promises are only, like I mentioned, they are only meant for those who stand firm in Christ. That is why I mentioned earlier, the Holy Spirit will open our hearts for us to have a clearer understanding. Because by the time you have the clearer understanding, because Jesus Christ said in Matthew, right, when he was leaving, he said he was leaving, he was going out there, right, to prepare a place for you and I. Then he was going to leave us a comforter. A comforter that is to give us peace, rest of mind, regardless. May God continually give us that peace of mind that we all desire in Jesus' name. And then I think in Psalm 23, verse 4, that even though if I walk through the valley of shadow of death, right? I think it's Psalm 23, 4, but because of our time. Okay, now, is it God's promises concerning marriage? They are numerous, but because of our time, I wouldn't want to go into that. But Proverbs 18:22, we all know that whosoever finds a good wife, whoever finds a wife, findeth what? A good thing, and obtaineth favor from the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for some of us in Christ, whom God has really helped. Truly, if God chose for you, definitely this promise is for all of us. that we obtain favor. We thank God. Before you got married, maybe our case may have been bad, but when we got married, it got better for all of us. And I don't want to believe that anybody seated here, you want to tell me maybe you were better than what you were when you were single. I don't want to believe so. Some of us will share testimonies and they will say, when I got married, everything became brand new for me. I began to see the goodness. Like, I'm a living testimony. I'm a living testimony. Praise the Lord. Now, is it God even went as far as giving us a blank check? We have a lot of promises. Maybe I'll throw it open when it comes to the questions and answers part. Because that's the assignment I want all of us to look at, to examine together. So I'm giving you like a heads up. So we can also explore some of the problems. I have a lot of them here, but time will not permit us. So brethren, I would like us to look at some of these promises at your own time. Probably if you have your own suggestion or opinions, you can share if we still have the time. So he went as far as even giving us a blank check. What do I mean by blank check? We can quote a hundreds of verses or scriptures in the Bible where God gave us even blank checks as Christians, as children of God. Brethren, like I mentioned earlier, we are all seated there. We don't even know the value of what we have being in Christ. Some of us, we just see it as fun. Or we see it because I just pray, I can pray, you know, I do this and do that. But when it really comes, when you are faced with situations, what happens? You begin to run up and down, looking for who to pray for you. Looking for how solution will come, or who will prefer solution to your problem. Forgetting and neglecting the fact that there is no problem, there is no situation that we face as humans, that God has not taken care of. He now gave us these blank checks. Let's examine some of these blank checks. He said in John 14:14, if ye ask anything in my name, that is, if I, if I ask anything in my Father's name, I don't know about you, but I want to believe that everyone seated there, it is my prayer that if we ask anything whatsoever in God's name, anything, not some things, not few things, not one or two. Can you see what we enjoy as Christians? In my name, I will do it. It's been working for me. It's been working for my family. If time permits, I'll share one or two testimonies with us before we close, so that we have that understanding of this topic, the activating God's promises for his children. A blank check. Brethren, if only the Holy Spirit could just open our eyes for us to see and tap into this. That as believers, I think in Mark 11:24, God also gave us a blank check. Write whatever that you want there. Write whatever. Ask for anything. Okay, Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, whatsoever, I say unto you, what things soever. Just to corroborate where we read in John 14:14. Is it riches you desire? Is it health that you desire from God? Is it peace of mind? Is it glorious children that you desire from God, the fruit of the womb? Glorious children that we desire from God? Is it promotion that we desire from God? Are we suffering from afflictions? Are we being held in bondage? Whatsoever we desire, whatsoever I desire, that I should ask him. that when we pray, when I pray, that believe that you receive whatever that you have asked God for. Brethren, is the situation the same with you and I as we are all seated here? Even though some of us tend to, I've come across some Christians, you know, when you see them, when they are faced with situations, they begin to run helter skelter. Some whom I even believe that they carry fire. Some whom I believe I should even be looking up to spiritually. You know, you see them. Same thing happens to all of us. As we all sit there, except we want to pretend. Something comes up. We have been faced with battles of life. The next thing, you disconnect your mind from these promises of God. And we now begin to look for what is not even lost. And we begin to look for solutions elsewhere, where we are not supposed to find. So when the word of God is there for us to go back to and consult, and we'll find solution to the problem. And I'll be looking at myself. Like I remember that I will be looking at myself and say to myself that these people, if only they know. Sometimes my wife knows me. God has given me that grace. I don't get moved easily by the things of this world. Maybe challenges or problems come up, and God has really helped me. That even if a situation arises today, there's this peace of mind from within. Because I understand what the promises of God concerning my life are. He didn't just create me by error. He didn't create you and I by mistake. We are not just in Christ by error. Except maybe those seated or some of them out there whom are not convinced of the kind of God they serve. Like I mentioned to you, brethren, name it whatever situation in life, that God has not given us that peace of mind. He has the words. If only we can tap from these words and benefit. It is my prayer that God will give us that grace. He will give us that grace to be able to understand some of these promises, and we begin to put them into use in Jesus' name. As we move forward, then he said also, in James chapter 1, verse 5, that if at all, let's say you and I, some of these promises we are even talking about, we are even forgotten because of the challenges that we face on a daily basis. Despite the fact that we even come to church, we even pray and they preach. Only God, some of us have even heard these things thousands of times. So he's now saying, even in James 1, that let's say me, as I'm standing as a small boy, I don't know how to go about it. I don't know how to go about it. He's now saying to me that if I lack wisdom, I'm trying to bring everything to this, our present age. Now, I don't want to be referring to, because some of us will be saying, I met a brother one time, I think back in school, he was saying that some of these Bible some of these miracles that happened back then, you know, can they still happen today? You know, when they will tell you, Moses parted the Red Sea with whatever. You understand now? So I met someone like that who was always thinking that way. So that's why I'm trying to, like, okay, bring everything to this present day. God is saying that if I lack wisdom as a man of the house, as a young man of the house, married, if my wife lacks wisdom, if I lack wisdom, that we should ask God. That, okay, we don't know how to go about it. This situation, I don't know how to go about it. This school fees, I don't know how to go about it. Ask God that give it to all men. Abi? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men, liberally, and upbraided not, and it shall be given unto him. The wisdom to carry on, the wisdom to understand the promises of God. God is promising, he has already promised us that we should ask, although with a condition. When you read further, I think to when you read 6 to 7, you will understand what I'm talking about, those conditions. Where he mentioned, I think in 7, where he said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But let him, yes, in verse 6, let him ask in faith, not wavering. Sorry for my language. For he that wavered is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind. He even gave us a promise as regards divine provision. That my God, in Philippians 4:19, even before then, Philippians 4:13, where the word says what? Philippians 4:13, all things through Christ that strengthens me, right? All things through Christ, yes. I can do all things. That is, I can talk to my God. I can do exploits here on earth. I mustn't be a pastor before I do exploits for God. I mustn't be a pastor before I can say to the deaf here. I mustn't be a pastor to carry fire. I can do all things. I can command my child who is sick. My child is not sick in Jesus' name, but I can say, be healed. I can say to the storm, be over in our lives. And the storm will be quiet for life. Because I know what I carry. I would have loved to share a testimony. I should share it. Now, no. She gave me expo. But then, no, I've been mindful of that. Yes. But then I think it is better for us to examine, yes, to look at the word of God. Yes, I think it's more important than, yes, I know, I'm mindful of that. Thank you, my wife, for reminding me. But then, the truth must be told. If they give me like 2 hours or 3 hours to continue on these promises, what I've prepared, the time would never be enough for us. But the Holy Spirit will help us. I think I will round up in the next 10 minutes. God helping us. Now, the testimony is this. You know, I mentioned about saying that fruitfulness. My wife can testify to this. Do you know that when we got married, married will be 3 years in August. August 20 will be 3 years. So now when we got married, I think it was almost like 8 months. So thereabout, yes, going to like 8 months. You know, we had not heard from God to say, okay, we knew that God has said we should be fruitful. And that there shall be no barrenness in the land. And that it shall make us what? Fruitful. My wife likes that particular joyful parent, of children. Yes. Now, going to 8 months, though we were not really tensed, we were not under pressure. That is why I said, for you that know the God you serve, I'm not just standing on this altar. I might be small. I might not be the most righteous brother on earth. But I know the power that God has deposited in me as a child of God, that I can command anything, any storm, and it will keep quiet. My wife and I now went. If it's just this testimony I even share, yeah, just to encourage us. Now, it's 8 months. We had not heard anything. We kept encouraging ourselves, with the word of God. Prophecies kept coming. You know, when God saw that you are walking in his own, path, he will continually open your eyes, open your ears to hear the promises that he has for you by giving you that assurance, But if you derail and you move off that track, brethren, like we often do, that is what we do. He has said it. We are unstable, a double-minded. It happens to me too. But what I want to bring out is this. Both of us now kept, tapping into those prophecies that have come from. Brethren, there was no month that we would not even hear from God, even prophecies concerning our marriage. And we were so strong in it. And we continue in the faith that God Almighty will do it for us one day. Lo and behold, we went to the mountain. Both of us, we were so determined, we went to the mountain. And we cried unto God. And you know that I don't want to say if God answered, or I would say he answered maybe partially, because God is not a partial God. We cried out, we now promised God that if God can do it for us, that we'll come back to this mountain and give thanks. Lo and behold, God did it. Do you know, God did it. I think it was the same week or the following week. God did it. Now, the negative part of it also, why I said I wouldn't say God did it or not, was this. Do you know that on the second day of the mountain, right? Third day? Yes. Second day. When we started, yes, when we went back to the mountain to be giving thanks, do you know on the second day, the pregnancy was lost. That was when my wife just called me up at the office. Ah, my husband, I saw this, you know, I just went straight to go and pick her up, you know, in Abuja. Then, when we got to the hospital, they were saying partial threatened, whatever. To cut the long story short, do you know, I still went back to give thanks to God. I finished this thing. So, to cut the long story short, we still kept the faith because we knew what God has promised us. Brethren, I'm just saying this for us to at least be challenged, to be encouraged. Do you know, our pastor, even that night, now said to us that, brother, just accept your faith the way it has happened. But God has taken care of everything. It wasn't meant to be. But I guess because of, as a result of the thanksgiving that we promised and we kept to that promise, God opened our eyes to now see that that was not even what I intended for you. We now discover later that it was even the medical term, but maybe that one will be, maybe when our son turns 1 year for another day. God did it, I think, after a month and it took. Okay, now we now understand. The Holy Spirit now gave us that understanding. We are understood that we were praying the wrong prayer initially. The Holy Spirit opened our eyes. We now agreed that this time around, let's be praying for perfect fruit of the womb. My wife can remember. Perfect fruit of the womb. A glorious child. A glorious conception. She's seated there. And you know that God in heaven heard all these things. The Holy Spirit helped us. And God answered. I think after a month that we lost that you guys were just praying, you were just eager to say, give us this. We now started channeling our prayers towards giving us a perfect and glorious conception. Lo and behold, do you know, throughout the pregnancy, she never encountered, that was even for a second or for a day, even up to delivery, she never encountered any challenge or whatever. God so did it. We asked for a perfect and glorious one, and God so did it. And we thank Almighty God for that. I would have loved to continue, but my time is far spent. Now, let's look at the various ways by which we can activate God's promises for our lives. We said, okay, God, we know, you and I know, that God has promised us a lot of things as Christians. That we will not just run this race. We won't be losers at the end of it all. So they are now saying, God is now saying that, okay, now, with all the prayers, with all the fasting, with all the speaking in tongues, with all the holy, holy and all that, whether it's a pretense or whatever, he's now saying to you and I that this thing that he even said in Mark 11:24 and all that, that if you believe in your heart, you pray to me and you believe in your heart, that thing you are praying for, you will receive it. He's now saying to us that how do you bring it to perfect manifestation? Those riches he has promised you and I, those glorious things that he has promised you and I, how do we activate? We are talking of practical now. You know, you can pray sometimes. If you don't pray with understanding, it enters voicemail. And some of us will be wondering why. No, it's the truth. The Holy Spirit will give us that grace to always pray with understanding in Jesus' name. We wonder, as Christians, I have fasted, I have done this, I have done that. I'm a prayer warrior. I go to vigils. I lead this, I lead this, I lead the choir and all that. Why are all these things, why are they not manifesting? Maybe God has said it, I will not do this, I will not do that. It will make every crooked path straight for me, I be. So why? We keep wondering. Let's just examine two. Then I will now throw the rest open to us. The first one, of course, it is by exercising our full faith. I'm saying a full faith, not partial faith in the Almighty God. Or put it anyhow you want to put it, but I'm just saying it. Exercise your full faith. By exercising your full faith, we all know the meaning of faith. Hebrews 11:1. I don't want us to go into all that. It is like this. Speak to your life. Speak to your situation. Like you already have, those promises being fulfilled in your life already. Abi, they say that faith is substance of what we hope for and the evidence of things not seen. Abi, speak. Even when you ask God for something and you know that truly He has promised us that we will not suffer, that even though we may have suffered in the past, God will surely restore all those things. All those, I think in Joel 2, right? 25 or so, where he says, "They shall restore unto us the years, Abi, that the canker worms." I think it's Joel 2:25. Joel 2:25. Speak like you already have your blessings already. Speak into your life. Speak into that situation. That kind of what it does is this, that faith, what it does is this, it draws the promises, those promises that God has in stock for all of us. It's just for you. He's just looking for a way, something that will attract, that will magnet those promises to you. They now become yours. You now begin to, we are talking of the physical manifestation now. So what faith does, this full exercise of faith, what it does is that it draws those promises from the spiritual realm. And they bring them back to what? The physical realm. That is where you now begin to see the physical manifestation. That the world will now begin to see that this Oshinyele that is standing here someday is going to be a force to reckon with in the world. In Jesus' name. Then you also act like you have your blessing. That's still under faith now. Act like it's similar to that. Speak like you have it already. Act like you already have it. Only what is up? Bye. Sorry for my language. But sometimes I love to even speak in my language. Sometimes that when it comes to things of God, yes. Act already. Act on it. Those things. Act on it like they are existing. They work. Let me give you a biblical lesson to support that. James 2:14. Then Mark 11:24. We already read that. So, but James 2:14. Then Hebrews 11:6. Under faith. Hebrews 11:6. Someone should open James 2:14, Hebrews 11:6. We already read the Mark 11:24. Okay, save him. Faith without work is what? Is dead. So act. Then Hebrews 11:6. Okay, 11:6 says, "For it is impossible
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must know that he is a rewarder, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The other two, the second point is genuine trust in the Lord. Genuine trust in the Lord. You will see that those 2 points I mentioned earlier, I think I have one last one. Those 2 points I mentioned, you will see that I stressed emphatically and categorically on those 2 points by saying that full faith and genuine trust in the Lord. If you trust in our God, you trust in the Lord with the whole of your heart, not that one part. He's saying, they say, whose report shall we believe, Abby? Not that the other one, your mind will be on what the doctors are saying, or they are prophesying into your life. There's a lot of testimony like that as the guys, but let's leave that. Not what the world is saying concerning your situation. Your mind is still there. Yet you will claim that you have the word of God, the promises of God. Yet you have refused to even trust in God with the whole of your heart. How do you activate those promises? How do you bring them to full manifestation? But if you trust in the Lord, no matter the situation, with the whole of your heart, it will trigger, you know, God to say, this is my son. This is my children. Wow. They trust in me with the whole of their heart. It begins to release all those blessings unto you. Let's say a passage to just to support that. Isaiah 55:11. I know the award is almost. it's gone. No, it's gone. Yeah, it's gone. Yeah. No, it's gone. But I'm looking at the. But I'm looking at is the heavenly award that I'm waiting for. Then they said, if I trust in God, I will be the whole of my heart. I can still even win the award. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I should not focus on the earthly things. I focus on the things of God. Now, Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, which God pleases. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. When he has said to me that a long time ago that this boy, you shall be great in life. You shall be a great force to reckon with. Abi, he has said it though. I'm not there yet, but he's still coming to that physical manifestation someday. Somebody say amen. Amen. It will definitely, it's a must. Ask my wife, like I said, Holy Spirit has always helped me. I don't know how to do it, but like I said, I'm not holy. I'm not the most righteous. But God just does it in a way that he gives me that peace of mind from within. No matter where I am right now, no matter the situation right now, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really move me. Because I know the God that I serve. And I trust him with the whole of my heart. God has not given me that spirit where you begin to say, you envy this, you envy that. You want to begin to compare yourselves. This is where Lagbaja is. This is where the other one is. He has gone ahead. We started together and all that. Brethren, that is why God who created these fingers, he knows they are not equal. They can never be equal. God's time and timing is the best. Everybody has got his own time. So, brethren, trust in the Lord with the whole of your heart. He said it. Is he going to say that you should multiply and be fruitful? Has he said it in vain? No. Has he said that he will protect us, that even though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, he didn't say it in vain. He has said it. Heaven and earth, Abby, shall pass or will pass. And what? But the words of my what? I don't know. Heaven and earth. Aye ati orun o koja lo abi o le koja lo sugbon the words that emi olorun oba void he can never they will say oro ti mo so yi mi o le ko pada mo sorry o mo le ko je eh I have said it already. I have prophesied into your life. Like I told you, we tapped into those prophecies that were coming forth and they became manifest. I don't know if the Holy Spirit is talking to anybody. Praise the Lord. Now, just to corroborate that also, Numbers 23:19. Numbers 23:19 is a popular verse that we all know. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that should do what? That should repent. Has he said it, Abby? And he will not do it. No, it's not possible. I'm saying this to encourage every one of us. If you don't realize it, the power that you carry as being the children of God, we are all going to miss it. Even on the last day. So what's now the difference between you and I that we are in church, that we are followers of Christ, and those that are even out there? Those that are even out there, sometimes, to me, you know, they even ignorantly or subconsciously, they get certain things right. More than even you and I that we are here. That we even have the word. Yes. They even tap from some of these benefits. They enjoy more even than even some of us that we are in Christ. Because we don't even know what we carry. Then the last one from my own point that I have here is what? Righteous living. Righteous living. That you keep the commandment. How do you say righteous living? God wants us to be holy. Abi, he created us in his own image. Abi, when he created us. And you can put it in any form. Holiness or righteous living, living the righteous life. In John 14, 15 to 16. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you. Somebody should open to James 5, 16b. James 5, 16b. Much. That says it all. I won't be able to shed more light on that because of our time. Now, do we have questions before I conclude? But the questions or our contributions will just be for 10 minutes, please. For just 10 minutes. While we await questions, while you prepare your questions or your contributions to this, if you have any points you want to add to this, but while we await that, but I'm still expecting questions and suggestions anyway. Yes, I'm awaiting that, but while we await that, I want also to also note that we should not rely on our flesh, on our physical capability to think that we can just bring forth the full manifestation of God's promises. Though, it may take time or it may be delayed. But it doesn't mean that those promises will not still come to full manifestation in our lives. So there is no way. Sometimes we even run. We run past our what's it called? And we forget the promises of God. So there is no way in our own human flesh. I want to do it this way. But what has God said concerning you or concerning that situation? Because of our own, because of the degrees that we have, because of the qualifications that we have, because of the money that we have, affluence. So we just want to believe that you can get anything done whichever way you want it. We are always in the haste as humans. We always want to rush, jump ahead of God in everything. Let's look at the, I think, Abraham, I'm still waiting for contributions. I can cut it, but I'm just waiting for someone to contribute, please. Okay, Daddy.
Praise
the Lord.
Thank you very much, brother, for this topic. For all the, what I call the nitty-gritties of even issues of promises and actualizing it, or activating it. I have two contributions to make. There is an adage that says, if you want to go far, walk alone. If you want to go far, walk alone. There is so, we are caught up in a situation where we walk with crowd. When promises are made, when God makes his promise, he's very specific. Whether that promise is for individual or for a crowd. You see, you cannot begin to activate a promise meant for an individual, you know, with the crowd. Because there are so many things that will come to play that will influence the actualization of that promise. A lot of time, and that is why we get distracted. That is why we get tired sometimes. We expend so much energy in what is not supposed to be, because we don't focus on what God is saying to us as a person, as an individual, or as a family. You have a promise for you as a family, and you think that promise must embrace extended family. God is not an author of confusion. He's always very specific, and he knows what he's doing, he knows what he's saying, he knows what he wants anything for. So we need, especially from where we come from, okay, if only people around here can actually embrace Christ, they'll be able to serve God better. Because they'll be able to cut off so many things. The baggage we carry, especially those of us from that side, is too much. That's one. The second thing is also for us to look at that liar, that thief, that one who steals promises, that one who destroys promises, that one who is always standing to make sure that the promise is not fulfilled. I think so many occasions we have had the opportunity to know that, yes, you can call the devil whatever you want to call his name, but he's not a fool. But a lot of time, people take the devil to be a fool, underrate him. You need to get to a stage before you can begin to tell the devil, say, this is where you belong. But those who do not even know themselves, as you said, in Christ, want to think that the devil is a fool. And when you begin to do that, then the devil begin to manifest. So while we begin to walk and begin to key onto the promises of the Almighty God, we must be very, very mindful of those things that can distract us, that can affect it, those things that we easily just make God. Because, yes, God can promise. As we have seen in the Bible, Eli is an example. Okay? After all, he gave King Saul. He made him king. Okay? He was the one who told them, when they were looking for Saul, when he was hiding, okay, that he's there. Go and fetch him. But at the end of the day, what happened? So we must always be careful with those kind things that can be stumbling block to the fulfillment of our promises. And I pray that the Lord Almighty will empower us to overcome them in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Daddy had already mentioned the greatest part of it. But again, obedience again. You cannot key into the promise of God if you don't obey. If you don't obey, the promise will just go by. Take, for example, Abraham. The Lord told him, this is what I have for you, but don't take anybody from your family. What happened? He took Lot, and he went, until when there was serious strife between the herdsmen of Lot and his own. So now he told Lot, you can go. That was the time when God said, look up. You see, where you see, even those places that you have not seen, is for you. So obedience matters. Because if you don't obey, and Brother Yele mentioned that point. I don't know if we, when he was talking about it, a lot of that disobedience make believer to veer off the course. In some cases, it will be too late. It will not be too late for us.
Amen.
Obedience matters. Somebody who obey will not succumb to flesh. If Daddy talked about crowd, what did the Bible tell us? We should be careful with the congregation of what? The dead. Because if you are looking at the crowd, these people are in this grade now. I have to be in that grade too. And you are not following your own pattern. The race that God has set before you, you are not running that race. You want to run the race according to another man. That person will definitely fail. Spiritually, you won't be able to grow. And you may be... I look at, was it 1 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians 13 that talked about cymbal. You are just making noise, empty noise, but there's nothing coming from it. Because if you veer off that promise that God has made for you, eventually it will become a problem. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One minute.
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate what you said, which is one of the things, including myself, that I need to start doing, is speaking those promises. Sometimes we forget to speak those promises. And once we don't speak it, if you look at everything in the scripture from Genesis to Revelation, all the miracles and all the blessings that people receive were by through the word of mouth, like was spoken into their life and things begin to happen. So I think we need to continue to speak this word. It might not, if we speak it today, doesn't mean that it's going to bring forth. But it's just like a seed that you plant. And when you keep watering it, it comes, it blossoms, and it gives you the fruit. So let us continue to speak. Even when we do things that doesn't look good, let's keep speaking the word of God. And God Almighty
Amen.
Will help us in Jesus' name.
Daddy, so just 1 minute.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I just want to add just a couple of points. A lot of points has been mentioned. I pray that God, the Holy Spirit, will keep reminding us and we will appropriate those things in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. In Matthew 15, verse 25 to 26, Matthew 15, verse 25 to 26, then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. This is Jesus Christ speaking. for us to appropriate the promises of God, we have to be the children of God. It's meant for his children. So without being a child of God, we cannot appropriate them. Also, 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon the altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon, the same Gibeon where he went to sacrifice. The same Gibeon in verse 5 says, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask, what shall I give thee? There are some promises of God that we have to obtain by sacrifice. And except we make those sacrifices, we may not get them. May God give us the grace to do the right thing at the right time. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The third point I want to add to everything that has been added is Psalm 67, verses 5 to 6. Psalm 67, verses 5 to 6 reads, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the heart yield our increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. When we praise him, praising him, he makes his promises to be fulfilled in our life. Bishop Odedebo preached to us in Nigeria for like 4 months on just praising God, what he can do for you. He says, if you don't know any other thing to do, just praise him. Praise him, and everything will fall into places. I pray that God will help us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Preston, can I ask my question? Okay. Praise the Lord. This question is just a little bit related to this topic, but each time we are discussing something similar like this, that question keep on coming. It look like a stupid question to say, but it's not stupid. It's not stupid because we say a child of me. Each time they are discussing something like this, that our God is our Father, and I use the earthly eyes to look into the situation that. Supposing the earthly father, the child is asking something from the dad. Something that is good for that child, so to say, which the earthly father know. The earthly father will do that thing for him, for the child or whatsoever. But I keep on thinking, why is it that children of God? I didn't say it's only me. I'm just saying, children of God, at times, you keep on asking God to do something for you. And that thing did not come. Even the so-called big prophet of God, that they do miracles for people, that they pray for people, and they don't get that thing that they ask for. And the God is our Father. The earthly father, why is it? Because each time you are discussing that question, I will keep on suppressing it. That question doesn't look good. But today I just want to say, throw it out. Maybe somebody can, maybe that spirit, maybe it's the devilish spirit, I don't know, that is bringing that you ask this thing and still yet you don't get the answer. Praying, fasting, do a lot of things. I'm not talking that it's me. All these big men of God, that they have all these bots in their life. So if you the earthly father, daddy, I need this thing even before you open your mouth. So why is it so? Why is it so?
Praise the Lord. This type of question, just wake me by your side at home and answers will come quickly. You don't need to bring this to the floor here. I have answers for you. That's on a lighter mode. Mommy Pastor Eseakudo preached one day and he said 3 ways God answered us. Sometimes it is thick. Sometimes it is no. Sometimes it is wait. We think those things we ask for, oh, God should do it right now, but God knows the right time. Sometimes we think it is good for us, but God sees the end from the beginning. There are many of us who think because of even our services, we are qualified for so many beautiful things. But like Demas, when things became good for him, what did he do? He returned back to the world. There are those people that if God blessed them with $1 million today, God knows they will marry the second wife. And that is not the will of God for them. So even when they qualify, they serve, they pray, they do everything, because God knows what is going to happen, it's never going to come. So, and again, sometimes we think something is good for us, God knows it is not good for us. Sometimes we know, we think this is the right time, God knows. If it is not good for us, no matter how fast we pray, no matter how long, it's never going to do it. So that's just it. That's why when we pray, that's why God says we have to ask in accordance with his will. You have to ask in accordance with the will and the purpose of God for your life.
Praise the Lord.
Otherwise, we are not going to get there.
Praise
May
the
God
Lord.
Help us in the name of Jesus. More Amen. Contributions.
30 seconds. 30 seconds, man. 30 seconds.
Isaiah 55 verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways." As you said, man, you said, earthly father, this is what the earthly father would do. But that is not the way of God. Because the way we think is not the way God thinks. God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen. 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Sorry, not to take us back. But so it doesn't sound like I agree with what that the prayer and my pastor said, but it sounds a bit like a contradiction when the Pastor Yele has already said it's a blank check. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say, but that's just me training a bit of a just food for thought. Then one more thing that I just wanted to add in terms of prayers is sometimes it's what we are, the intent. What do we even want to use what we are asking for? You know, I recently started the journey with God, and I understand better now that sometimes we ask for things for selfish reasons. And when we're asking for selfish reasons, God is not going to give us those things in most of those cases, because we are asking because we want to gratify ourselves. We are not serving God. We are the ones to serve God. It's not God. God is not supposed to serve us. And if we see things from that perspective, it tends to. So it's like, oh God, as I am working this work for you, I need this car to do this for you. Oh, take the car. Oh, I need this stuff to do this for you. And I think if you see things more from that perspective, you'll get more answers to prayers.
Amen. Mommy, no, our time is fast, mate. Okay, now let us conclude this way. Sincerely, I want to apologize for taking our time, because I know I've... I've missed the road, yes. But then... Okay, but I apologize. Okay, now in conclusion, we have all spoken well, and I want to appreciate all our contributions. May the Holy Spirit continually increase us. May He continually lead us. May He continually guide us. May He continually give us a more understanding of the promises of God for our life. May the Holy Spirit gives us that direction for us to tread on the right path, so that you and I will not miss that promise, which is the crown of glory, which is the major reason why you and I are called Christians. That is my prayer for you. So I conclude by saying that you can always put all your trust and hope in God, that He has promised you and I that we are going to have a very beautiful living on this planet Earth, regardless of the situation. All we just need to do is to actively exercise the full faith in him. Trust in him with the whole of our heart. Then in Deuteronomy, I don't know. Sorry, pardon me now. Deuteronomy 7 to 11, you can read that when you get home. That's talking about righteousness. I don't think I gave you that part. Righteousness, righteous living, keeping God's commandment and those promises he has in stock for us. Yes, and those blessings. So I'm urging each and every one of us, brethren in the Lord, in the faith, if God and if Jesus Christ is the same, yeah, that's Hebrews 13, right? 13:8. If Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and will always be the same forever, and he has said that God has promised us that those words he promised you and I will never go void. It will never return unto him without fulfilling that purpose which he has sent for those words. You and I, may God bring forth the full manifestation of all his promises in our lives in Jesus' name. May the Holy Spirit give us the grace to have faith, to continually have faith, to always trust in the Lord, and to always live a righteous life in Jesus' name. Thank you.